John 3 in your Schofield Bible, page 1117. Be reading three verses from this passage. We'll turn to a couple of other verses after reading these verses. We'll read verses 3, 4, and 5. We'll just read these verses all in unison. John 3, verses 3, 4, and 5, page 1117. May we stand, please, for the reading of this passage. And let's read. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. Let's turn to chapter 6 of John, page 1123. We read two verses, verses 52 and 53. 52nd and 53rd verses of the 6th chapter. Let's read those together also. Ready? The Jews, therefore, strove among themselves, saying, How can this man give us his flesh to eat? Then Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, ye have no life in you. And let's pray. Father, thy word is a tremendous thing. We have no words to tell. We have no thoughts to think just how marvelous and wonderful thy word is. Now, there's some things in it that have caused us to wonder, and many a time you've shed light upon thy word from this place, from this pulpit. Thank you for that, and thank you for that which you have for us this morning. Give us keen attention. Give our pastor especially thy power and thy blessing today. In Jesus' name, amen.
The two passages that were read a while ago seem to have nothing in common, but they do have something in common. I'm going to just speak a few words about them and then pray and then bring probably this most simple message you ever heard in your life. Jesus was talking to Nicodemus. He said to Nicodemus, you must be born again. Nicodemus said, how is that possible? Jesus said, you must be born again. What he was saying was that I can't tell you how it's possible. I can just tell you it's necessary. He said to the disciples, I want you to eat my flesh. And they got in a fuss about what it was to eat his flesh. How can we eat your flesh? He said, by eating my flesh. He said, the way you do it is by doing it. There are some things that you don't know how to do until you do them. When you've done them, then you know how to do them. Now, there are some things that you know how to do before you do them. You learn how to do it. And then you do it. But there are some things in life, and that's what our Lord is saying here. There are some things in life that you don't know how to do, and nobody can tell you how to do. But you do them, and then you know how you did them. I want to speak this morning on what even God cannot teach you. Father, I feel a little embarrassed this morning bringing out a message so simple as this. And yet somehow, I felt for weeks I ought to preach on this truth. I put it off and put it off and put it off. And I pray now you'd bless me as I do. No, bless the people as I do. And that'll be blessing enough for me. In Jesus' name, amen. The truth that I share with you this morning is so simple that many of you, perhaps, will go home and feel that I have wasted your time by presenting this truth to you. And you will feel, perhaps, that you've wasted your time by listening to this truth. It is so simple that I blush nearly when I think about even presenting it to a crowd of several thousand people. And yet, it just may be the greatest secret of the Christian life. It is so simple that a person may drown in its profundity, thinking that he's in shallow water. In both cases, this morning, our Lord said, it must be. And somebody asked him, how can it be? And he said, it must be. You know, there's some things that nobody can tell you how to do. He is saying about both of these things. Nobody can tell you how to do this. I even cannot tell you how to do this. You learn how to do this by doing it. Do it, and then you will know how you did it. There's some things in life that you've just got to do because you've got to do them. And there's no way to know how to do them. And there's no real guarantee or explanation. You just do them. Maybe I can illustrate better than I can explain. I have a preacher friend whose unmarried daughter got pregnant. Dear friend and a dear preacher. He talked to me about it. As soon as he heard about it, he talked to me about it. And he said, Brother Jack, how can I walk in my pulpit Sunday? He said, I feel I'll quit. I said, you can't do that. Your people need you. You've got hundreds of folks that need what you have to say. He said, how can I walk in my pulpit Sunday? My own daughter, pregnant, not married. How can I do it? And I answered, I don't know how you do it. You just do it. I can't tell you how to do it, but I can tell you to do it. Your people need you. But he said, well, How can I go through next Sunday? My people know my daughter is pregnant. How can I do it? And I said, okay, I'll tell you how to do it. First thing you do is you get up Sunday morning. Now, this is so simple, and yet it's profound. I said, you get up. Now, in a case like that, that may be the hardest thing he's going to face. I mean that. Just to get up. It'd be easier to pull the covers over him and go back to bed and just say, I'm not going to face it. I said, the first thing you do, you get up. I said, the second thing you do is you bathe. I said, the third thing you do, you dress. The fourth thing you do, you eat breakfast. Fifth thing you do, come to church. You go to your study. Time comes for the service. You walk on the platform. You sit there. You sing the song. Time comes to preach. You stand up and preach. How can I do it? I said, I don't know how you do it, but you do it. That's what Jesus is saying here. He's saying there's some things nobody can tell you how to do. You do them. Then you find out how you did them. Amazing thing. Months pass. It may have been even a year or two. A second daughter of this same preacher got pregnant before she was married. I saw him several months later. I didn't see him right away. And I said, I want to tell you I love you. I want to tell you I think you're a great man of God. And he began to cry. I said, how in the world did you face your people the next Sunday after you heard your second daughter was pregnant out of wedlock? And he said, tell you how I did it. He said, first thing I did, I got up in the morning. He said, the second thing I did, I bathed. He said, the third thing I did, I dressed. He said, the fourth thing I did, I ate breakfast. He said, the next thing I did, I went to church. He said, the next thing I did, I went to my office. The next thing I did, I went to the service, sat on the platform. Next thing I did, stood up. Next thing I did, I preached. How did you do it? That's the way I did it. Now, what am I saying? I'm saying the same thing Jesus is saying. Jesus is saying, I can tell you some things that you're supposed to do. I can tell you how to face it. I can tell you how to do it. But he said, there's some things you're going to have to learn how to do by doing it. He said, you must be born again. They said, well, how's a person born again? He said, you won't know how you're born again until you're born again. He said, you don't have any eyes to see with spiritually until you've been born again. And if I told you what it was like to be born again, you wouldn't understand it because you've got to get born again to know what it's like to get born again. That's what he's saying. There are folks sitting here this morning. You say, Brother House, I don't understand this being born again. Explain it to me. I can't explain it to you because you haven't got any ears to hear it with. You walk down the aisle, put your trust in Jesus, get born again, and I'll spend the rest of my life explaining it to you. That's what preaching's all about. You get saved, and the rest of your life, you learn what happened. You get born again, spend your whole life examining it. Now, folks, let me say this. When my mama died, I was on an airplane when she was dying, flying to Charleston, South Carolina. I knew she was dying before I left. The nurse at the clinic begged me to come back and see her before she died, and I said, no, I made Mother a promise. I can't do it. I made her a promise I would not cancel any speaking engagement because of her death. She said she won't be alive over 2 hours or so. I got on the airplane knowing she was dying. 15 minutes before I was met to go preach in Charleston, South Carolina, my sister called me and she said, Mama went to heaven. And I asked myself, how can I do it? In 15 minutes, they're coming to get me, to take me to preach. I don't know how I can do it. How can I stand up there and preach with my mama just gone? How can I stand up there and preach the first sermon in my life without my mama praying for me? How can I do it? I'll tell you how I did it. I got in the car when they came. I sat in the car till they got me to the church. I got out of the car and I walked up to the church building. I walked in the office and talked to the moderator. How did you do it? I don't know. I did it. I did it. I did it. There are some things that I don't know how you can do, but do it. Jesus is saying, you must, but how? You must. Do it, but how? Do it. How do you do it? Do it. Then you know how you did it. That's what he's saying. Look. God does not want you to always have every wherewithal visible for you to do something before you do it. God wants you sometime to do it because it's supposed to be done. How to do it? How'd you preach 15 minutes or so after your mama died? How do you do it? I said to myself, how can I do it? How can I stand up in front of those people and do it? How can I do it? Well, I said, I can get in the car. After I got in the car, I said, I can get out. After I got out, I said, I can walk to the church. After I walked to the church, I said, I can go to the pastor's office. After I got in there, I said, I can talk to the moderator. Never told anybody she's dead. Never did. Didn't tell them the next day after preaching another time next morning. And I can walk to the pulpit. And once I walk in the pulpit, I can sit down. And I can sit down there till it's time to preach. And I'll get up and I'll preach. How will you do it? Don't know. I'll just do it. Don't know. Anybody can do the things that God outlines to do before you do it. There's some things you've got to do and you don't know how to do them. Well, you say, how do you do it? You do it. How do you take it? You take it. How do you bear the burden? You bear the burden. Jesus said, do it. But how? Do it. I've walked the platforms all across this nation, not knowing how I could face the people. I mean that. I've walked across the platforms all across this nation, not even wanting to look up and face the audience. How do you preach? I preach. But how do you do it? I do it. Through these years, time and time again, I've been at places in my life where I did not want to look up. And I did not know how I could preach. But how did you do it? I did it. But how? I did it. That's what God is saying. God is saying, do what you're supposed to do. But how will I do it? Do it. Jesus said, you must be born again. How? He said, by being born again. He said, you're supposed to eat my flesh. How do we eat your flesh? He said, eat my flesh, you'll know how you eat my flesh. Twice, and other occasions you'll find, same thing in the Bible. Sometimes Jesus lays out His plan and says, you do this, and this is, He says, go soul winning. He said, first, all power is given to me in heaven and earth. He said, that's the power. He said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I command you, and lo, I'm with you always, even the end of the age. He said, all power is given to me. I'll give you the power to go. And when you go, I'll go with you. That's how you do it. But ladies and gentlemen, there are things in life, there are times in life and things in life. Our Lord does not outline the way to do it. He does not say, I'll give you the power. He does not say, this is the way to do it. He simply says, do it. Well, I say, how? He says, do it. That's what He says. Isn't that simple? And yet, ladies and gentlemen, this one sermon this morning, if you'd believe it, would transform your life. You would never turn back again. You never would. If you do it because it's to be done. You see, no one has ever traveled my journey before. My job is to walk a path that's never been trod before. Now, it leads through some storms, just like yours does. You have a journey that God has charted for you. Nobody else ever walked the path you're supposed to walk. Nobody. And the truth is, though you may seek some counsel and you may seek some guidance, and you should, the honest truth is, there's nobody in this world who has ever faced exactly what you're facing this morning. And there's nobody in this world who ever has exactly faced what you're facing this morning. And the honest, simple truth is, you are charting, are traveling a course that is charted for you and nobody else in the world. And the truth is, there's some storms along the way. Now, your success on finishing your course will largely be determined by what you do when those storms come. It'll largely be determined your success or failure in life by what you do when you come to a place when you do not know how to do what you are supposed to do. Now, there are times in life that we know what we're supposed to do. God outlines many ways in the Bible how we're supposed to do things. But those few times in your life when you come to the place where you don't know how to do it, and you come to the pastor and he doesn't know how to do it, and you go to your husband or wife and he or she does not know how to do it, and you get on your face and God says, I cannot even tell you how to do it, and you say, well, how can I do it? And God says, do it. Do it. I don't know how. Listen, I don't know how in the world I can face tomorrow. Somebody says, how can I face tomorrow? By facing tomorrow. Did you ever come to a storm, and as you saw that storm approaching, a big electric storm, and you could see the lightning flashing that way. When the last lightning flashes that way, it's no big problem. But brother, when it's going up and down, I mean when it's going perpendicular, that's when it's rough. But you're taking a journey. Now look, the best thing in the world to do, just go on into the storm. First place, if you turn around and go back, the storm's going to be with you for a long time. It's going the same direction you're going. Second place, if you stop, you're going to be there during the whole storm. But the storm is coming this way, and you keep on traveling this way, you'll pass it real quick like. So, you come to that storm. Now, did you ever notice that you come to that storm and you're trembling? But the honest, simple truth is, you get in that storm, you don't know how you're going to do it, but you get in that storm, and you hold on to that steering wheel, and the winds come, and the hail comes, and beats on the car, and the lightning flashes. And all of a sudden, as I saw one time in a storm, a mobile home lifted up from where it was standing and turned over in the air and fell down on its top right there within 25 feet of where I was driving. What did you do? I kept on driving. How did you do it? I don't know. I did it. Now, you listen to me, folks. Nobody said life was easy. And once in a while, somebody will say to the house, you got lots of burdens, don't you? Nobody ever promised an easy road. God never promised a bed of roses. God promised me His presence. God made some promises to me, but God, there's some things that I've got to face in my journey toward my destination, in the path that God has chosen and charted for me that nobody else has ever faced, and nobody can tell me how to face it. Well, what do? You face it. That's what you do. You get up. You bathe. You dress. You eat breakfast. You go to work. And you face it. So simple, it's almost a shame to say. So profound, it'll wreck your life if you don't do it. Listen, these are the crucial times of life. When you come to a storm nobody else has ever encountered. When you come to a battle nobody else has ever fought. Hey, by the way, if you love God and you're in God's will, God has planned that storm for you. And God has planned that battle for you. Now what do? You just do it. That's what you do. How do I face tomorrow? You do it by facing tomorrow. How do I hold up? You do it by holding up. How do I bear my burden? You do it by bearing your burden. How do I handle the problem? You do it by handling the problem. I was on an airplane not long ago with a friend. He was over there next to the window. I was in the aisle seat. He looked out the plane and he said, you used to jump out of these, didn't you? And I said, yeah, I did. 19 times I was excommunicated from one of these things. He said, how did you do it? How in the world did you jump out of an airplane? I said, it's easy. I did it by jumping out of the airplane. So I did it. Well, I couldn't tell you how to jump out of an airplane. No way I could tell you. But you know what? I was on my journey to become a paratrooper. And between where I was and getting my paratroop wings was an open door I had to jump through. There's my path. There's no way to get where I'm going to go without going through the open door of an airplane several times. I'm going there. Hell or high water. I'm going there. I'm going to get my wings. I'm going to be a paratrooper. I'm going to go back home and have that insignia on my shoulder. I'm going to wear that parachute. You're listening. I'm going to wear that parachute on my cap. I'm going to wear those boots. I am going to be a paratrooper. Well, have you seen the road? No, I've not seen the road, but I'm going to be a paratrooper. Have you ever traveled the road? No, I don't. Haven't. But I'm going to be a paratrooper. Now, between me and that goal was something I could not know how to do. Now, I'll be honest with you. If you said today, Brother Howes, I want to jump out of an airplane, tell me how to do it. There's no way in the world I could tell you how to do it. First thing, you lose your mind. Become an idiot. I don't know. I don't know how I did it. I don't remember what went on much in that airplane. All I know, I was there, and there was an open door, and a parachute on my back, and a sergeant behind me said, "Ready, go!" And I knew I had to go out that door to get those wings. It was on my journey. It was on my trip. How did you do it? I did it. That's how I did it. I did it. Did it. I just can't face tomorrow. Oh, yes, you can. Oh, yes, you can. Well, how? By facing tomorrow. I just can't bear up unto my Lord. Oh, yes, you can. Well, how do I do it? By bearing up unto your Lord. Well, my troubles are more than I can bear. Oh, no, they're not. Well, how do I bear my troubles? By bearing your troubles. I mean, you do it. You face it. You do it. I feel embarrassed to offer this message to you. And yet, it is the way to live. I have not traveled your journey. I cannot tell you how to do it or face it. By the way, there are sometimes God would like for you to do it on your own. Anybody can say, well, His grace is sufficient. It won't be hard. There's some times God wants you to do something hard. And there are times God will let your carcass, are you listening? There are times God will let your carcass stink in the grave for 4 days before Jesus gets to where you are to see if you'll hold out till He gets there. How do you do it? You do it. How am I going to stay in college? By staying in college. That's why you do it. I can't tell you how you're going to do it, but you do it. You know, in the 4 years, 4 or 5 years I was in college, never one time did I entertain the thought of not of going back home. Never entertained the thought. Never dawned on me. That was not an alternative. Why? I was on my way somewhere. I was on my way to get a degree. How was I going to get it? I don't know, but I was going to get it. How are you going to pay the bills? By paying the bills. How are you going to pass the courses? By passing the courses. How are you going to face the problems? By facing the problems. How are you going to overcome the obstacles? By overcoming the obstacles. There are times, ladies and gentlemen, when you need some old-fashioned grit. May God help me, I'll do it. Do it anyhow. He'll come near helping you. Preacher walked up to me the other day and he said, "Would you help me start a church?" I said, "How?" He said, "Would you send me some money?" I said, "How you doing?" He said, "Well, not so good." I said, "Well, how long you been here?" He said, 2 years. "How many people you got?" He said, "My wife and my two kids and one more family." I said, "No." He said, "No what?" I said, "I won't help you start a church. I want to invest in something that'll bring some dividends." Don't you recall Jesus said, here's a fellow who buried his talent. Jesus said, "Take that talent away from him and give it to the fellow who had 5 talents and came back with 10. He wanted to invest in something that's moving. And sometimes God looks down and says, "How much will you do? Because you're supposed to do it." Sometimes God doesn't pick you up, but you do it a while.
I have not traveled your journey. I cannot tell you how to face it or do it. I can simply tell you to face it and do it. Now you listen to me. What you want me to do every Sunday is get up here, and I want to, and sympathize with you, and I want to. But there are times you folks that have burdens need a kick in the pants. Well, Brother Hines, if I didn't have your sermons every Sunday, I just couldn't make it. Well, bless God, one of these days, I'm going to bust heaven wide open and going to be gone. What you... But I won't go first. Somebody else is going to leave first. First day of many has said since he's been here, and he said it then. Sure, I want my sermons to help you. But let's suppose you come to church one of these Sundays and my sermons don't help you. Is it my fault that you don't make it? No, sir. It's your fault you don't. Well, thank God for Christian friends. I couldn't have made it through without Christian friends. Oh, yes, you could have. Well, I don't see how I could. I know, but there are things you can do you don't see how to do. Now, you can do it. I'm not being unkind to you. I'm simply saying there's going to be a time in your life when every other source of strength is going to be removed, and you're going to have to face it, and you're going to have to do what you don't know how to do. And you got to go where you don't know where to go and bear what you don't know how to bear and carry what you don't know how to carry and succeed where you don't know how to succeed. You're going to have to do it because you're supposed to do it.
That's what our Lord is saying here. He's saying, do it. How? Do it.
Go. How?
Go.
Face it. How? Face it.
That's what he's saying.
I believe we ought to use every available source of strength that God has given to us. But let me share something with you, brother and sister. You are a part of the source and strength that God has given you.
There are times, I mean this, there are times when you don't preach 40, I will preach my 44,000th sermon week after next. I'm sorry, week after Christmas. There are times in those 44,000 sermons when I got to the door of the place where I was preaching, I wanted to run. When I walked, there have been times I walked to the platform and didn't even look up. And I did not know how I could stand up and preach. But you say, preacher, how did you do it? I did it! Why? It's between me and the judgment seat. It's between me and my crown of faithfulness. And brother, I want to get that crown so I can hurt it at Jesus' feet. I want someday when I stand before Him, I want Him to say, well done, thou good and faithful servant. And I want Him to place the crown of faithfulness on my brow. And brother, between me and that crown, there's some times I've got to do something I don't know how to do. And I've got to face some things I don't know how to face. And I've got to bear some burdens I don't know how to bear. Now, God has given me many, many things to help me bear my burdens. But there are times when God looks down and says, let every man bear his own burden.
Well, I would have made it if my wife had done better. Well, no wife has ever done better.
Maybe. You're supposed to make it if your wife doesn't do better.
Well, I would have made it if it hadn't been for my deacon.
I hear it all across the country.
But the folks where I am, they just won't do anything.
You're not supposed to make it because your deacons help you make it. You're not supposed to make it because your wife helps you make it. You're not supposed to help you make it because that even God's grace helps you make it. You're supposed to make it because it's on the journey that God has charted for you.
I don't know how I can walk the hospital floor while my little girl's having heart surgery.
Preacher, how can I do it? You do it. You get up in the morning and you bathe. And then you dress. And then you eat breakfast. And then you go where you're supposed to go. And you do what you're supposed to do. I mentioned a while ago about those services. Some of the greatest services I've ever been in my life. The first 5 minutes, I didn't think I could last six. And God looks down and says to some of us, He says you do it because you're supposed to do it. He says, I'm ready to pick you up now. I'm going to recharge you. I'm going to give you that strength. But when you don't know what to do, do it. When you don't know how to do it, do it. Do it. I'm talking to a lot of folks this morning with a heap of burdens. And I'm not trying to be unkind to you. I don't want to hurt you. I wouldn't hurt you for the world. But there's some of you that are going to turn back and whine unless you can see the way. You're not going to do it. Never forget that guy came. I was going off to college from our church, one of our young men. He came to my office and he said, I don't know how I'm going to make it through college. He said, I'm leaving for Tennessee Temple, but I only have $7,000 in cash. Now, you give me the guy that the bill's due tomorrow, and he stays in school. How does he do it? He does it. But how? He does it. You give me the guy that when more burdens are on his shoulders than he can bear, and he doesn't know how he's going to bear them, he bears them. That's what our Lord is saying. Nicodemus, you got to get born again. I don't understand it. He said, you won't understand. He said, you understand it after you get born again. Now get born again, you understand it. He comes this morning and says to you, have a plan for your life. That plan sometimes is on mountain peaks where you can see forever. That plan is sometimes in the valley you can't see your hand in front of you. God comes this morning and says, I have a plan for your life. That plan sometimes is with the garlands around your neck, garlands of victory around your neck, and that plan sometimes is wearing a crown of thorns on your brow. God says, I have a plan for your life. That plan sometimes is with strength that you know you can handle the problems, and sometimes problems you don't know how you can face. But he said, I've got a plan, and the job we're to do is finish the plan. That's all that matters in life. Finish the plan. Now, you can shirk it if you want to, but God's got a plan for your life. He has a road for you to travel. Now, most of the time, thank God, He's going to say, Lo, I'm with you always. All power is given to me. But ladies and gentlemen, there are going to come some times in everybody's path in this world who stays in the will of God for your life where you won't find any all power before it. And you won't find any Lo, I'm with you always promise with a command. And there are going to be a few times in your life, probably a dozen if you live a long life, when you're going to walk up to something and you're going to face it. And you're going to say, I don't know how to face that. Brother Hiles, how can I face that? I don't know. I've never run your race before. Brother Colston, there. One day you stop all of a sudden. You look up and somebody stopped you. He said, your race is run. Well done. Thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many. I don't know what your burden is. Bear it. I don't know what your problem is. Face it. I don't know what your battle is. Fight it. That's what he's saying. Our Heavenly Father, I got something I want to say I haven't said yet. I don't think I have. I got something I've been trying to say. I don't know if I said it yet or not. I think this morning I put my finger on really what it's all about. A half a dozen to a dozen times in our lives, where if we do it because we're supposed to do it, we're going to finish the race. I pray this morning you'd help us to face this matter square in the eyeball.